The compound has been found across the state, including at Camp Grayling and the former Wirt Smith Air Force Base near Oscoda. U.S. Congressman Dan Kildee joined Senators Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters in requesting funding for a study.
We're just hoping that enough members of Congress, particularly those involved in writing the initial draft of the appropriations bill, that they will include this money in the budget. So we're going to push hard and hope that it comes through.
Kildee says the study would cost $7 million. He says it's important to understand what responsibility the U.S. government has to support the recovery of people exposed to PFAS. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.